Mexican government threatens DeSantis for anti-migration policies. By Neil Munro on June 10, 2023. Mexico's pro-migration government is threatening to retaliate against Florida's pro-American governor, Ron DeSantis, whose campaign trail border policies are putting him on a collision course with Mexico's president. The government of Mexico emphatically condemns the practice of transporting migrant persons from states bordering Mexico toward other parts of the United States with electoral and political ends. Legal and diplomatic measures will be explored, said the June 8 statement from Mexico's foreign ministry. Mexico's government will guarantee the defense of Mexican persons who live abroad, independently of their migratory status, said the statement, which was revealed by TheHill.com. DeSantis's campaign promises, and his flights of migrants to California, pose a growing political threat to the pro-migration policies favored by Mexico's government. On June 7, for example, DeSantis told a group of Texas sheriffs that if elected, he would pressure Mexico to block the flow of migrants and drugs across the U.S. border. "We have different levers that we can push, that would just be a no-brainer. The cartels directly, obviously, are a huge, huge problem. I mean, they're responsible for killing in the last year tens of thousands of Americans. I mean, are you kidding me? To just turn a blind eye to it and do nothing? That's a complete and utter failure." Also, DeSantis's press secretary scoffed at Mexico's June 8 threat, which comes shortly after Mexico's president slammed Governor DeSantis's pro-America policies in Florida. "From the U.S. border, you can see individuals on Mexican soil engaged in drug and human trafficking," Jeremy Redfern, press secretary for Governor DeSantis, told Breitbart News on June 9. He added, "It would be great if the Mexican government could focus on these problems rather than wasting its breath on some unfounded legal claim relating to illegal immigrants that voluntarily get a free ride to a sanctuary jurisdiction that purports to welcome them with open arms." DeSantis's pro-American stance is a growing problem for Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Obrado has repeatedly said he wants to work with Biden to move even more Latinos, including Mexicans, into the United States. "Just imagine, there are 40 million Mexicans in the United States. 40 million, including people who were born here in Mexico, or who are the children of people who were born in Mexico," Obrador gushed at a January 10 press conference with President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Obrador continued, "I fully trust President Biden. I've asked President Biden to insist before the U.S. Congress to regularize the migration situations of millions of Mexicans who have been in the states working, living in the United States, and contributing to the development of that great nation, which is the United States of America." As an ethnic Mexican nationalist, Obrador dislikes Mexican immigration, but he also supports more ethnic Latino migration into the United States, he said. "We do celebrate the fact that the U.S. administration has made the decision, rather, to have an orderly migration flow in the case, for instance, of our Venezuelan brothers and sisters, just as I was telling you that in the case of migration, first there were brothers and sisters from Central America and also from Mexico. But now, in recent times, a lot of migrants from Venezuela, from Nicaragua, Colombia, Ecuador." Mexico's priorities are a match for Biden's deputies who want to import more poor, diverse migrants for entwined economic inequity reasons. Biden's deputies ignore the abundant evidence of the huge pocketbook and civic damage caused by migration to blue-collar and white-collar Americans in their communities. DeSantis promised to oppose the easy migration policies favored by Obrador. "First of all, the border just needs to be shut down," DeSantis said at June 7 border event, adding, "We need to be telling people you are not coming illegally. You're not doing a bogus asylum claim. You're not going to be able to cross the border, whether that's because of a revived Remain in Mexico program, whether that's just a deportation. Whatever we need to do, if we just do that, you're going to see the number of people who are going to try to come will go down dramatically. So I think the whole thing needs to be shut down. I'm a big believer in constructing a border wall, because you're never going to have enough people to be able to cover the entire border," he added. "Mass migration just doesn't work," he said. "It's imposing huge burdens on communities, education, health care, criminal justice, all that. That needs to come to an end." Unsurprisingly, American Latinos favor strong policies to defend their communities and wages from waves of labor migration. But in his meetings with the Texas sheriffs, DeSantis did not mention the huge pocketbook damage imposed on Americans by legal and illegal migration. In a May speech, he said, "We determine as Americans what type of immigration system benefits our country. But when you're doing immigration, it's not for their benefit as foreigners, it's for your benefit as Americans. So if there's legal immigration that's harming Americans, we shouldn't do that either."